This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance overflowing today. Get ready because you have consciously and continuously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And Roz, you have consciously and conscientiously tuned into the joy of living. You understand that there's only one reason you did. And that reason actually is the best reason in the whole world, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E, which is great, by the way, because when you care about and become the best you possible, you make the world a better place. And we need you in the world, especially now. We need everyone to be actualized and become the best you possible. And you're going to learn a lot of how to do that today with our remarkable, interesting, inspiring guest who's going to show us and lead us into a path of bringing us higher and higher in life. And I just wanted to say, first of all, a huge thank you to everybody here, because I am humbled and honored to say that at this point, we are in excess of over 300,000 people who listen every week. We're up to 303,613 people on this particular show at this very moment. And it's all because of you. Usually we have 250 plus thousand people, and you're always inviting more people. So we're over the 300,000 mark, and we're shooting now, of course, for 400,000. And then, of course, what we do is I ask you to not only listen to the show, and you can find the show, by the way, at www.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, but I urge you to listen again and to share this show with five people. Share with five. Now remember, share stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. And that's going to be one of our themes today, spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. So if you share with five people, we're going to have over 1.5 million people listening to this particular show. And it's really important that you do and that they do, because this show will enable you build bridges of more harmony and create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And who doesn't want that? Or as my friend Jack Canfield said when he was interviewing me, and I mentioned that joy brings out the best of people. And actually, when you live in joy daily, you will become healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And Jack said, well, who doesn't want that? Jack Canfield has the largest selling book titles in the world, Chicken Soup for the Soul. You will be healthier, wealthier, and wiser by integrating the joy of living into your world. Now, in this show, as you might know, those people listen regularly, and welcome to the new people. We work with the three fundamentals of life. And these three fundamentals are, number one, life, your life has purpose. And the corollary of that, the result of living a purpose-driven life, is you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for Make a Difference. When you lead a purpose-driven life, you are mad. You are making a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is that you can unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. Simple example, www. Right now, we're listening to the show hosted by K4HD.com, and we have, thank God, dozens and dozens of notes up on the board saying, "Hi, Barry, we love the show. Glad you're here. And we're glad you're here because the show only exists for you, Y-O-U. But when you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. What a wonderful world. And it is. What a wonderful world. What is a word? W-H-E-T-A, right? What a wonderful world. Of course, a tip of the hat to wonderful, amazing Louis Armstrong Satchmo for enabling that song to go worldwide and touch not just tens or hundreds of millions of people, but billions of people around the planet. And whenever you hear the opening lines of that song, just what a wonderful world. What do you do right away? You can't help it. You just smile because that's what the song is about. Now, SMILE is one of the most important, powerful, purposeful acronyms that you'll ever utilize, internalize, and leverage in your life, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, when I'm speaking to people, whether it's 50 people or 50,000 or right now, 300,000 people, hopefully it'll be 1.5 million because they're going to share those with 5 people. People raise their hand and they say, and right now we have up on the board, but Barry Shore, I've been out for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you stand? Can you walk? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Those are all miracles. Now, a simple proof is the following. 1 million+ people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. You didn't. You're here. If you're watching this and I say hello, or if you're listening to this, we say hello, you are alive. Therefore, live exuberantly, live passionately. Now, also happens to be we're in the midst of a pandemic worldwide right now, 2020. People will be listening to the show for decades to come, maybe even a century from now. And they'll look back and say, oh, yes, listen to Barry Shore, 2020. It was a tough year, wasn't it? Yes, a pandemic. 1 million+ people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? Because they couldn't. They were infirm. But I trust that 99.99% of everybody watching or listening, you can get out of bed. Now, of course, that's very interesting because my story relates exactly to that. Again, 250,000+ people watching all the time. But for people who are new to the show, the story is that on September 17th, 2004, your humble host, Barry Shore, was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody watching and listening, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound. And that night, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. Completely, totally paralyzed, called a quadriplegic. And it was not from an automobile accident. It was not from a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body and rendered me completely paralyzed. I was in the hospital 144 days. I was in a hospital in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. You see my hands? I have them. They don't look like yours. They won't work like yours, but they're there. And I have braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. I've got to tell you a cute story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. And she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. And I thought about it. I asked her, I said, smile, sounds the same. Why not? And she said, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? But the ability to see miracles is really the key. Because when you do that, you're creating the kind of world we all want to live in. And CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And you have a mind, a brain. Our brains have 100+ billion brain cells and 10,000 trillion synapses connecting them all. And they're there for more than just to decide what kind of latte you want this morning. So the ability to cause rethinking, enabling all to excel, makes a difference in the world. But I got to warn you in advance before we bring on our guest, remarkably interesting, wonderful, beneficial person for you. You will love what we're going to learn today. Your humble host does use four-letter words. I use a lot of four-letter words throughout the show, and I even use the four-letter F-U word, and I do it because of its fun, because of the shock value. But, of course, the four-letter words that we use are live, love, hope, holy, grow, free, pray, gift. Why? Because they're positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. F-U, capital N, fun. But people say, but Barry Shore, fun is only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. It's spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, and you have a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, remember what that stands for, you point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. Say, where'd you get that? Say, I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. Now, before we bring our amazing guest, I just want to urge you to do the following. I'd like you to use the two most important words in the English language. Use them three times a day from this day forward for the rest of your life, consciously and conscientiously. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Thank stands for harmonizing, networking kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, and I've read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Simple example, you're going to go, God willing, back to a coffee shop soon. You walk in the coffee shop and you order a fancy latte for $5.50, sit down at the table, somebody comes over, brings it to you, say, thank you. You walk in the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, $5.50, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you, go to the counter, they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we'll bring it to you, and a couple more minutes go by, they bring it to you, say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out, somebody holds the door open for you, say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And I can't think of anybody on the planet at the moment that is going to inspire us with noble deeds. And our dear friend, Yoichi Utebi. Yoichi, are you here? Can you say hello to 303,000 people around the world?
Oh, thank you for having me share tonight, today. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Yoichi-san. Yoichi happens to be right now in a city called London. And you see, he's surrounded by stars because he's a very holy person. But yes. Yoichi really is he lives in the world because he originally comes from Japan. We're going to do a little bit brief introduction about Yoichi. He comes from Japan, but he was raised in Lebanon. Of course, how many Japanese are raised in Lebanon, but that's because he was from a Christian family in Japan, which is not very common. And he went to Lebanon when Christians still lived in Lebanon, Maronite Christians. And unfortunately, because of war and such, he and his family moved from there, but they moved to America, to New York City, where, of course, Yoichi became involved in rock and roll. And he had a band and everything. And then he went back to, he did very well, by the way. Then he went back to Japan. And at the age of 42, Yoichi had what we call the Road to Damascus revelation. He met the person we're going to be speaking about, who I hope I pronounced the name correctly, Ryuho Okawa.
Yes, Okawa.
Thank you. Truly, one of the most remarkable human beings that inhabits the planet at this very moment. And I am deeply honored and privileged to be able to introduce Yoichi because we're going to dive right in. I promised you something, and I'm going to keep my promise. This show today, you will become healthier and wealthier and wiser by listening to and practicing the information that Yoichi is going to share with us because – his wonderful friend and master, Ohio Okawa, has created something called the Happy Science. Now, Happy Science is translated into English as Happy Science. In Japanese, it probably sounds a little better, but I don't. My Japanese is not as good as your Japanese, so I won't even begin to say it. But suffice to say that this is the story of a man who excelled in everything, except that he excelled in nothing, because he was not involved in real life until something happened and he became reborn. And what he has been able to build is the ability to bring to the world, not Japan, not just his followers, to the world, hope for a not just a better life, but a great life, the most beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal life that could ever be realized. Am I correct on that, Yoichi?
I think you've already done all the speech for me.
Yoichi, I just have one quick question for you.
Yes.
When did anybody ever say F you to you with a smile on their face and you smiled? Okay. So I'm going to be speaking less and ask Yoichi to speak more and begin to talk to us about why now is so important to bring out Okawa's message.
Okay. So should I start talking now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm a movie producer as well. And we produced a movie called Twice Born, which was actually just released last Friday in US, in Japan, and Canada. Thank you.
And it's going worldwide because everybody needs to be touched by this movie, right, mm-hmm. Yoichi?
That's right.
Twice reborn. Not once, twice reborn.
Yeah. And this movie is based on his Masaoka. I mean, I call him Master Okawa, so it's probably easier, right? In the Ryuho Okawa. So I'm just going to say Master
Okawa.
It's about based on his true story. And it follows from his young age to the university to his businessman days till he became the leader of Happy Science. And this is about I guess you can just put it in a way, like it's a story of hero of the modern age. He's a very quiet hero. He's not a Superman or Iron Man, but he's a very quiet hero, you know, we believe. The reason is because he had everything. You know, he graduated from Tokyo University as one of the top elite in the law, studying law, and he joined one of the largest trading company in Japan. He was to be the next president, actually. That's how elite he was. And he had everything. You know, he had a beautiful girlfriend, but at the same time, he was really spiritual as well. And he was getting, like, receiving the spiritual messages, you know, about the truth. And one day he decided to follow the calling. So he dropped everything he had, all the great things, success he had in his life, and he just dropped it and stood up on his own and started walking his own path to seek the truth and to share the truth to the world, you know, the happiness to the world, just like your theme in
joy,
right? So he started doing that. And this is a movie about, based on true story, how he, you know, followed his path. So let me
just put you on pause for a moment. We have lots of questions up on the board here. People are asking the same kind of question. What kind of movie is it? So I will answer the following, but I'd like Yoichi to say, because as he said, he's the producer and such.
Sure.
It is a hero movie, as he said. It's an inspirational movie,
as he said. Yes.
It is a moving movie, as we want to note. And this movie will touch your very essence. You will
be different
from the time you began to watch it until the time the movie stops. And the thing that I've watched the trailer more than a dozen times, Yoichi. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because it is so positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. So the answer to the question is, it's an hero movie, inspirational movie, a moving movie, and it's designed to be that way because now is the time where truth must be found.
That's
not
right.
Just can be found. Truth must be found. Okawa, yeah. Master Okawa said to everything that is physical and that is what people consider good.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, those are good, but I want to live in the highest good. And every human being wants that as well. Am I right, Yoichi?
Yes. So this movie was given to us a year and a half ago, beginning of 2019. And we finished, filming it 1 year ago. And at that time, of course, we had no idea what 2020 was going to look like, right? So, everybody should believe that there's no coincidence in this world. Everything has meaning. There's a Buddhist saying, even the fall leaving off the tree has a meaning, right?
Absolutely.
So I think there's a meaning, and it's inevitable that there's no other time than now to show this movie to the world. And I mean, it's sad thing what's happening, but it's also we have to think it as a positive thing. You know, this is something that we all human beings has to face, and we've been, I guess, tested or warned by God, universe, the higher energy. Hey guys, you know, what are you gonna do next? You know, do you think you are better than me? Aren't you being a little arrogant? You know, you think you are the creator of the universe? Well, I don't think you are. And there's something that the lesson that we need to learn. And this movie is more than 2 hours movie. It's a slow Japanese art film. Like, I got to be honest. So there's no bullet
time. Very important. Very good. Let's put this way. It is a slow Japanese art film. In other words, the hero is not going to pull out his long sword as a samurai and get rid of 12 bad people all at once. Everybody goes, wow, I want to see that again.
Yeah.
However, Master Okawa does get rid of evil.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, through this 2 hours, you see, how he overcomes all the temptations he has, worldly temptations, and how he overcomes it, right? This is a movie about that. And it's subtle. It's very quiet, two hours movie. But through this movie, you will be able to, really look back to yourselves. So because we are in such a difficult time now, 2020, I think people are always wondering and trying to figure out, which way that we need to go from here. And one thing this movie will teach you is, are you okay?
Yes, everything is right.
All right, okay. So as I was talking about what you can learn, one of the things that we can learn from this movie is, since he's so humble, diligent, and he just keeps making self-effort throughout the entire movie. So, in this difficult situation like now, like a COVID situation, of course, we're going to have a very difficulty. Each one of us will have a difficulty going ahead. We can already see that. Like, just talking at the movie theaters are closing down, here and there, and things like that's happening. And you'll start to tend to rely on others, right? Like, you want to rely on your family, rely on your company. People might want to rely on the government, do something for me. But everybody start doing that, it's not going to work out. This society is not going to work out. So this movie will tell you the importance of self-help. I think self-help is very, very important. You have to help yourself first in order to be able to help others, right?
Let's make a mark here, something that just to put it and give a context or something. When people are able to fly regularly, everybody remembers you're on the plane and the safety regulations say, if there's a change in cabin pressure, something will come down from above, right? It'll be a breathing mask.
Yep.
And now, if you're with a child or somebody who's acting like a child next to you, then what they tell you to do is don't put the mask on the child first. put the mask on you first so you can breathe. And then only when you are capable of breathing can you now help the child or the person next to you. So that's what I think Yoichi is mentioning here and Master Okawa is bringing out to us in the movie, that the essence of life is you, Y-O-U. You are the essence of what we need in this world. We want you to be the best you, because when you're the best you, you can now help other people. Mm-hmm. Master Okawa is very big, as Yoichi mentioned to me before, his words inspire hope. Is that correct, Yoichi?
Yes, definitely.
His words inspire hope. Now, HOPE is a great acronym. HOPE, Yoichi, stands for helping others progress every day.
Oh, perfect. Exactly.
How do you like that?
Yes, that's right. That's right. So when
you can be doing self-care, you now really become capable of helping with hope to others. That's so tell us more about Master Okawa and what the movie is going to do.
So that's why this is about the hero, right? Heroes, you know, if you look at the heroes, all the heroes, Superman, you know, Spider-Man, they don't do for themselves. You know, if you had that kind of power, you know, you could just use it for yourself and you can become a billionaire if you want. But heroes don't do that, right? Why? You know, if I was just a normal, ordinary, normal person, I would use that for myself. But heroes, they don't do it. That's why they call heroes, because they put themselves aside. Okay, they are selfless. But yet at the same time, they want to help other people. What kind of mindset is that? You know what I mean? Like, I'm still seeking for the mindset of that. I wish I was like that, really, really from deeply from inside. Maybe you already are, Barry, but I'm still trying to get there. I want to be a person.
Yoichi, I want to share with you. Well, one of the reasons I mentioned is that Yoichi was born in 1968. And as I said to everybody, it was in 2010 that he began to follow Master Okawa. At the age of 42, having experienced great success in his own life personally, Yoichi recognized there's another level. I want to be selfless. In other words, I don't want I want to be serving. When you move the I into the middle of service and it's surrounded by other letters, that's when the I really becomes the best. So Yoichi only became Yoichi Utebi when he followed Master Okawa and he said, I am here to serve. Am I correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
And a big bravo to you at 42 to do that. Not at 19, not at 85, at the middle of strength of life. He said, I'm here to serve.
That's true. I'm still searching for that. I'm still searching for that. No, I'm still searching. Yeah, okay.
Well, I want to share with you one other issue, because in my humble opinion, that's a very holy path, right? Service. Holy stands also for helping others live wisely. Using the Y sound, helping others live wisely. That's really what holy is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's so it's a golden rule, right?
Right, exactly. Mr. Okawa is now, by the way, I'm going to do something. I'm going to ask your permission, but I'm going to do it anyway. Normally, we go to a break. I am not going to go to a break on this session, Yoichi.
Okay.
I want every minute dedicated to you, to Master Okawa, that's my gift, and to what you're bringing to the world. So we're just going to continue, no breaks whatsoever. This is, in my humble opinion, so important, so vital. What a message to the world that we're just going to keep going until we have to stop because the time runs out, okay?
Okay, sure.
So let's jump right in into the movie itself is going to articulate what we'll call the four petals of the lotus blossom. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Four petals of the lotus blossom, which are love, wisdom, self-reflection, and progress.
Yes.
So would you be kind enough to speak a little bit on each one? Love, wisdom, self-reflection, and progress?
Sure. So we call it four principles of happiness. Love, wisdom, self-reflection, and progress. And it's really the way, very simplest way of But yet, I think it's like the old, it's simplest but ultimate. I think there's nothing else like this. You cannot like substitute you with it. You know, this love, wisdom, self-reflection, and progress. These are the four principles that would bring, make you happy, bring happiness to other people, happiness to the world, and it will give you the serenity of your mind. You will be able to find your true self. And at the same time, you'll be able to find your true mission, which kind of really relates to this movie. What is your mission of
and
your
by
life?
By the way, just to make, because we have a lot of questions going, this is a live movie, because a lot of people know that in Japan, oftentimes movies come in cartoon form.
This is a live
movie and very stirring. The music itself move you. It's everything about the movie is integrated, and it's literally like a Japanese kabuki dance.
Okay, right.
By the way, love is the first part.
Yeah, love is the first step, right?
So love, by the way, love is an acronym that stands for living on vibrant energy. Living on the vibrational plane. When you're in love, it's vibrating. It's not static.
That's
it's
right.
moving all the
That's
time.
Right. Yeah. Love is like a wind. You know, a wind. You know how you can feel the wind. You can feel the breeze of the nice wind. You are laying down in the beach or you're at the mountain. And you just feel so good about it. But at the same time, you can never see it. And you can never touch it, right? So love is the same thing as, you know, it's like a wind. People might think love is just love, but no, it actually exists as an energy. Mm-hmm. And that's why vibration, the word vibration, I think is very important, because it's like it's a vibration, accumulation of energy that is love. Of course, you can make evil energy as well, negative energy. That's why we're saying, no, drop the negative energy and you choose the energy of this love, the vibration of light. And love starts with giving. You know, this is like Jesus taught us 2,000 years ago. And maybe, I don't know, Buddha taught us 2,500 years ago. And probably there was more other great figures taught the same thing, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. But still, we're still fighting over small things.
Right. Hello, I mean, wake up, everybody. But like you said, COVID is where the good Lord, the Creator said, I need your attention. Hello,
that's
everybody.
Right. Yeah.
I'm speaking with you.
I mean, we're still fighting over religion. I mean, that is crazy. You know, God gave us great religion in different time, in different era, to Jesus and Muhammad and Buddha. But we're fighting over it. I mean, that's how immature we human beings are. Anyway, going back to love, so it's simple. Love is not to take somebody or, you know, I want love from you. I want love from you. I want something from you. No, love is to give and let it go, right?
The joy of living is summed up in one word, Yoichi.
That's how you're going to get all the energy back. More God love you give, more you're going to get return. And that's like the ultimate, the laws of the universe that Jesus been, that's the only thing Jesus taught us, right?
Yes.
But what happened to us? We're still not getting it. So we still believe that love is the first thing. And it's so important. Without that, nothing else matters. How much we progress, how smart we are. If you don't know how to take care of ourselves and take care of others, there's no meaning for us living here. That's why.
And by the way, let me just mention to people the world, because again, we have listeners in Japan, in Korea, and in China, in India, Australia, in Africa, Europe, America, Latin America. Thus far, Master Okawa has more than 12 million followers in 100 countries who are dedicated to living this message. We're not just talking about Master Okawa and Yoichi and three other people, you know, sitting around a table. Millions and millions of people, thank God, are living the message. That's the genius. That's one of the reasons I'm blessed to have Yoichi on the show today. And we want to propagate this. And remember, share this with five people, because then 1.5 million people will watch it. But 12 million people and growing. So love is one of the aspects. Another aspect is called wisdom.
Wisdom.
Talk to us about wisdom.
So again, when you say wisdom, it's the intelligence and knowledge. But of course, it's really important, you know, to have knowledge about what's happening in this world. Study the history, you know, study all the things that you need to study, just like everybody else. That's the knowledge that you need. But there's more than just that. You know, there's it's called wisdom. That is the truth, the laws of the universe, right? Those are the things, the wisdom that we need to learn in order for us to become smarter as spirits or the souls. You know, that's the only way we can grow our souls. And we believe the reason why we are living here on Earth is because Earth is like a training ground. Mm-hmm. You know, we believe in reincarnation. Some people do, some people doesn't. That's okay, but we do. We believe souls are eternal, and we, you know, do the reincarnation thing. So we come down to Earth. Why do we live here? Because it's a training ground for the souls. That's why there are so many difficulties and hardships in life everywhere. Why do we have that? You know, why? If you didn't have that, there was so much
life hardship. Life is gained in the struggle. It's a purification process.
That's right. Exactly. That's how you learn many, many things for the soul. So wisdom is something not just studying from the books in school, but studying from your experiences in your life, experience with, you know, communication with other people, also studying teachings from Bible. You know, maybe some people might study from Quran. We study from Master Oka's books. There's so many great wisdom that, you know, that's
and his books, by the way, are fantastic. Now, by the way, you might like this. Law, you mentioned the law of truth and such. So mm-hmm. Law is a beautiful acronym that stands for love and wisdom.
Oh, very nice.
Law, love and wisdom.
That's exactly, without love, wisdom doesn't make any sense, right?
Right. Law, yeah. Love and wisdom, they go together.
That's the law, yeah, the law, yeah, the justice, the truth, yes.
Thank you.
So
Thank
that's the wisdom. You know, we need to cultivate our souls and, you know, learn different things from our life, observe things. So love, so, you have love first, then comes wisdom. You need to train yourself, you know, make yourself better every day, step by step.
And then after love and wisdom, we talk about
self-reflection. Right. This is something we tend to forget in modern age because there's so many things out there. It's just so many, especially with internet and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I mean, it's crazy how things, our eyes and our brains and our mind are always looking outside of yourself. But, you know, think about it. Have you thought about yourself today? How many minutes of your 24 hours or 8 hours have you actually sat down and said, so how am I doing today? Not about how they're doing today to you or to me. No, how am I doing to myself? You know, of course, to others as well. But before others, how am I doing to myself? Am I a good person to myself? Am I a loving person myself? Do I have gratitude in my heart, you know, towards the higher energy, God, Buddha, universe? You know, did I speak the right words today? Did I do something mean to people? You know, so you have to check on these little things every single day because those actions and thoughts would accumulate into you, okay? And there's so many negative things in this world because this is a training ground.
So people are asking why, in addition to the fact we're bombarded with stimuli, why don't we think about ourselves more often? Is it because we're not trained to? In other words, we're not
used that way. We're not trained to, yeah. Nobody teaches us in school, right?
Right.
If you really think about it. Some great teachers, they are so personal. That's why an intimate, so they'll teach you, you know, how important it is to take care of yourself as a spirit. But, you know, you don't really get to learn that in school or university because everything is out for outside. You know, all the studies are outside. So, you know, finding your true self begins with looking into yourself.
So I would love to share with you, if I may. Again, in my world, I work with a lot of words and acronyms. So mm-hmm. self has two particular ways of understanding it. The lower self, like you're talking about, stands for seeking excitement, losing focus. That's the lower self. Seeking excitement, losing focus.
Yep. That's
right. The higher self recognizes I am a soul experiencing life fully.
Oh.
When I recognize that I'm a soul experiencing life fully.
That is so true.
And I can invest time in myself because I recognize I'm a soul.
That's right. That is so true.
So let's go to progress.
Mm-hmm. So think about it as a just a normal human being, normal person. You are trying to give love to others. You're practicing. You know, it's difficult, but you're actually trying, right? Practicing. And also you're trying to learn things from others, from yourself, from the world, from the universe. Then you are looking back to yourself. So how am I doing today? Did I do something right or wrong? Okay. What happens to you? You progress. You're going to become a better person than you were yesterday. Of course.
So when you do the self-reflection, it's not just you're sitting there and examining, but you will progress and you'll become better today than you were yesterday.
Definitely, because there's a love as a fundamental. If you don't have fundamental love as a base, this doesn't work. You know, this system doesn't work. But you got to have this love that gives. And I mean, that's even just practicing love is so hard, but... So it's four things. It looks simple, but it's just so fundamental. So Master Rihoka wrote over 2,700 books already. It's out there.
How many?
2,700.
How many?
2,700.
2,700 books.
He wrote it.
Now, again, we're not talking 500 pages. These are short, very specific, inspiring, uplifting books.
That's right.
2,700. So, and by the way, not just in Japanese, right?
Yeah, over 31 languages.
Hello, 31 languages, 2,700 books, because Master Ogawa is dedicated to one thing, helping and bringing hope to the world, not
that's
to
right.
Japan, not to,
world,
to Osaka, not to just, you know, one little city, to the world, right?
Yeah. So if you go to a bookstore in Japan, his books are everywhere. It's just everywhere. People, everybody reads his books nowadays. But anyway, so what was I saying?
Progress. You're getting better
progress.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so what I'm saying is like his teaching is, what's interesting is it fits into either love, wisdom, self-reflection, or progress. So he talks from so many different angles, right? From spirituality to healing to education to politics, you know, world politics, different angles. But at the end of the day, it all falls down to either love, wisdom, self-reflection, practice. So that's how you get to like learn. Again, it turns into wisdom for yourself. But so these are the four pillars of happiness. And
this is so much
like
talk about happiness. So when in my book, which is called The Joy of Living, people like it. It's only in one language so far, but God willing, maybe in Japanese soon. The definition of happy, being happy, is three words. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ever striving forward. In other words, progress.
Progress. Keep
happiness
going forward.
Is an ever striving forward.
Right.
I'm always doing better.
That's right.
Because of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And I'm using the intelligence and the wisdom based on the foundation of love. I'd like
That's
to
right.
share with everybody. Again, I'm going to say it in English rather than in Japanese. But Master Ogawa wrote, and he speaks very often, be positive in your life. Be powerful, be constructive, go ahead and ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you will live a life that is not only beautiful, bountiful, beloved, but immortal. Because life, Yoichi, stands for living inspirationally for eternity.
Right.
When we live, we don't just live for the moment, we live for eternity. When Yoichi took up the idea of making this movie, he understood it wasn't just that it should be a movie for a couple of years, a decade or a century. He was making a film that would literally be eternal because it's allowing people to come along and join in this remarkable progression of life on the planet, and together we all go mad. We make a difference, right?
That's right.
So I want to say a huge thank you to you, first of all, again, for making the time to be with us today, mm-hmm. especially since it's almost midnight now in London. Mm. So Yuichi's been up since early morning. And I just want to emphasize again, this is called happy science. And there's two interesting words. Happy, everybody knows. Right. Science is really, it's not just an art. It is a scientific approach that Master Okawa has, because that's how he approaches everything. In other words, a true hero doesn't just make things up. A true hero uses all of the pieces that the creator has given to us mm-hmm. and builds a system. And when you work the system, by definition, you will succeed.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
will also be a hero. In other words, Master Okawa wants everybody to be a hero. Isn't that right, Yuichi?
That's exactly.
He doesn't want him to be the hero. He wants everybody to be the hero. He wants you to be the hero.
That's right.
So this is so important that everybody understand. Again, 12 plus million people around the world, 100 countries, 2,700 books, 31 languages, all about happy science that's there to help people live in hope, helping others progress every day,
Yes.
Being holy, helping others live wisely, and being, as Master Okawa says, positive in your life, powerful, constructive, go ahead and ahead, because it's built on the four pillars with the huge foundation of love, wisdom, self-reflection, progress. Yuichi, very uncharacteristic for Japanese, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to give you a big hug in front of 303,613 people around the world. And I want you to tell Master Okawa that Barry Shore gave you a hug.
Okay, well,
are
definitely.
You ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I felt your love.
I'm going to put you on the spot quickly. You have 38 seconds. What is your most fervent desire? 38 seconds.
Well, my desire, again, is to be a person who I can be the light, you know, light the candle. I want to light the candle to people. That's all I want to do.
And that's what the joy of living is all about. So just go to www.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-R-E. Everything about Yuichi, Master Okawa will be there. Just click, and all of the information will be available to you. And we want, please share this with at least 5 people, so 1.5 million people listen. Remember, www, what a wonderful world. And if you listen to what Yuichi is saying, you'll be healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Because we work with the three fundamentals here on the joy of living life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Go mad means make a difference. Like Yuichi is saying, Master Okawa makes a difference in the world. www, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world we all want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, self-reflection. And thank you. Say thank you 3 times a day, every single day, consciously and conscientiously, to harmonize and network kindness. And tell all your friends, F you, capital N, with a big smile on your face. Because when you do that, you will embrace the world and you live the four pillars that Master Okawa has given us: love, wisdom, self-reflection, and progress. And our blessing to everybody watching, go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Bye now.